Southern California Association of Fresh Fish Dealers presents the George Jessel Show.
"30 Minutes in Hollywood," starring George Jessel with Norma Talmadge, and by special arrangement, the guest appearance of the world-famous composer, Mr. Sigmund Romberg. Also by courtesy of 20th Century Fox Studios, the famous comedian of stage and screen, L. Brendel, and the guest appearance of the rising young baritone, Ralph DeAngelis, with Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell, and the wonder child, Josephine Starr.
Tommy Tucker and his boys open George Jessel's office in Hollywood.
Hello, hello. This is El Brendel, the new janitor. Is this Jessel's 30 years in Hollywood?
No, this is Jessel's 30 minutes in Hollywood.
Well, what's the difference? A minute in Hollywood seems just like a year anyhow. What are you going to have on the program today? Any girls, I hope?
I don't know what's going to be on the program, but I do know that on account of Mr. Romberg, the famous composer, being here, it's going to be about the better class of music, like, it ain't zazz, 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 it ain't ha, ha, de, ha. You know, the classic.
Oh, some class kid. You tell Mr. Jessel I'm going to bring my little kid sister up. She wants to make rhythm in ha-cha-cha and zazu-zazu-pits, boop-boop-a-doop, 23 skidoo. Oh, boy, many's the fun.
Goodbye! Oh, hello, Jessel, 30 minutes in Hollywood.
Amy, this is Miss Talmadge.
Oh, hello, Miss Talmadge.
Has Mr. Sigmund Romberg arrived there yet?
Well, no, he hasn't, but we expect him any minute.
Oh, well, I'll be right over. I'm very anxious to meet him. Don't forget to tell Mr. Jessel, Amy.
I'll tell Mr. Jessel when he comes in.
Hello? Hello, Mom. This George, say, what's all the noise at the house? Willie's crying. You just gave him a licking. What for? He was celebrating Washington's birthday. Well, why should you lick him for that? He chopped down the whole tree?
Oh.
What do you mean he's a bad boy? He wants to work his way through the Conservatory of Music. Well, that's very nice, Mom. He what? He sang to a big crowd of people on the street, and when he got through, he passed the hat. How much did he get? Somebody stole the hat. I see. Well, let him sing, Mom. That's what the country needs, a song.
What this country needs is a song for you, for me, for a throng, a song with that old never say die in it, one with that old 4th of July in it,
something with that rhythm and rhyme, that best old heartbeat beating in time, with the clinging, ringing, clinging melody that sends us marching along.
A song our kids will sing near and far that makes them glad they are what they are. A song with that old good-natured brag in it, one with that old wave of the flag in it.
Shoot the fireworks into the words and music patriotically strong.
While we sow the seeds of our future deeds, what this country needs is a song. George Washington, he went to town, the old bell started ringing, and Georgie Cohan kept it up, that's why we keep on singing. Let's rally round the song, boys, let's rally round the song.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Shoot the fireworks into the words and music patriotically strong. While we sow the seeds of our future deeds, what this country needs is a song. A popular national song.
Listen, Amy. Amy, I don't want to be disturbed at all. I'm expecting only two people, the insurance doctor and Sigmund Romberg.
Well, the janitor called up again about his old sister. He says she sings hot songs.
Tell him to sing a couple of them into the radiators. That's all. Oh, Amy, don't let Miss Talmadge know there's a doctor coming here to see me. You know, She doesn't know what a tough time I've been having getting insurance. So don't let her come in until Mr. Romberg gets here. Come in, come in.
Is Mr. Jessel in?
I'm Mr. Jessel.
Well, I'm Dr. Cronkite from the No Risk Insurance Company.
Oh, I'm glad to know you, Dr. Cronkite. You certainly are the picture of health.
Yes, sir, that's me all over health. But I'm sorry, I can't say the same for you, Mr. Jessel.
Why, Doctor, I never felt better in my life.
Oh, well, it's nothing to worry about. We all have to go sometime. you know how it is.
Yeah, it's very funny. Have you heard the one about the traveling
salesman? Ah, that's a corker, Mr. Jessel, a corker. I always heard you were a hot sketch. You ought to be with Keats.
Is that so? Keats happens to be dead.
I know it. But getting back to business, I always say every man should be prepared. A man of your age can't afford to be without protection.
That's what I want. I want to be protected.
Well, to get our policy, you have to be 99 4/10% in perfect health.
Well, Dr. Cronkite, I'm sure that I can qualify because
hey,
I'm a man...
Mr. Jessel, Miss Talmadge is coming.
All right, let her come in. Don't tell her this is the doctor. Oh, hello, Norma, dear. Welcome. Just sit over there in the corner. I'll be with you in a few moments.
Mr. Jessel, I'm going to ask you some sensible questions, and of course I expect sensible answers.
Then expect to be disappointed.
Please, honey, you don't know who this is. This happens to be...
You don't have to tell me. I've heard him over the radio many times. What beautiful music.
Tell me, Mr. Jessel, do you smoke much?
Does he smoke much?
Well, Norma, please, I used to smoke about 25 cigars a day, but now I only smoke half that many.
Yeah, but he has them made twice as big.
Norma, dear, you don't realize who this gentleman is.
Who don't? Why, George, didn't we meet him at the opening of a student prince in New York in 1924?
I think you're mistaken, madam. That night I was working on an appendectomy at Bellevue.
I saw that opening, too. The music was beautiful.
Honey, you didn't see that opening. That was at Bellevue Hospital.
Oh, I can imagine how much the patients must have enjoyed it.
Honey, ichnay omine, istay is the octaday, orphe the orinshay.
Now, George, don't start with that double talk again.
Oh, I see you have a bad cold,
Mr. I got a
Jessel.
Bad cold? Can you imagine that, me having a cold here?
Well, you certainly have. And all he does is take medicine. I've been begging him to go to a doctor and have it cured because he wants to take out an insurance policy. And you know no insurance doctor will pass him unless he's in good health. And heavens knows he'll never be in good health with the hours he keeps.
Isn't she a corker? She ought to be with Keats, too. Norma, honey, this gentleman...
Oh, George, don't act so stupid. I know who he is. Didn't I also attend his opening of sometime in May?
You're thinking of May time, but this gentleman didn't have it.
Oh, you're right, Mr. Jessel. That month I was working on a Hungarian for a double fracture.
Oh, I heard that, too. I think it's one of your best overtures.
Honey, a double fracture is not an overture. It's a finale.
Did I understand the madam to say you've been taking medicine?
Me take medicine? Why, it's absurd.
Has he been taking medicine? Would you believe it? The medicine cabinet in our bathroom is so full of drugs... Chemistry students from all the universities come there to do experiments.
I see. Now about your liquor. Of course, you don't imbibe any intoxicating beverages.
Now, that's one thing you can depend upon. All I ever drink is a little glass of beer.
Yes, for a chaser.
Norma, you'll have this gentleman believing I drink when you know that I don't.
That's right, George. You don't drink. You use a funnel.
Tell me, Mr. Jessel, do you get any nervous spells? Do you ever shake?
And how he shakes. He hasn't made an 8 in 3 years.
You get much exercise, Mr. Jessel.
Exercise? Why, there isn't a day that I don't wrestle with Man Mountain Dean.
Ha, ha, ha.
What's the joke, dear? What are you laughing at?
You wrestle Man Mountain Dean. Why, you're so sick you couldn't even wrestle one of the 7 dwarfs.
I could if he'd make my weight.
How is your heart, Mr. Jessel? Does it ever palpitate and thump loudly?
Only when there's a photograph finished. But that's just kidding. You know, my heart doesn't thump at all.
Oh, no. His heart doesn't thump. Not much. The other night we went to see the show, Porgy and Bess, and when George sat down, the drummer stopped playing.
I'm afraid, Mr. Jessel, under those conditions, it's going to be pretty hard for you to get a policy.
That's what I've been telling him, Mr. Romberg. He has me worried. If he'd only go to a doctor and get fixed up, even temporarily, so he could get by the insurance doctor, I'd be...
Oh, Mr. Jessel, Mr. Romberg is outside.
Who? Romberg? Why... Isn't this Mr. Romberg, George?
No, dear. This is the insurance doctor.
Oy, now he tells me.
Mr. Sigmund Romberg.
Rami, this is my wife, Miss Talmadge.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And this is Dr. Cronkite. Doctor, would you like to stay in here, Mr. Romberg?
No, thanks. I'd love to stay, but I've got to go down to the hospital and see if any of my patients are still alive. You know, I'm taking care of your friend, Mr. Silverbush.
Silverbush? I thought he died.
Oh, not yet. I've got to give him two more treatments. Oh, ain't that a corker?
Yeah.
I ought to
be with Keith. Yeah. Sigmund, we're just thrilled beyond words having you here with us. On the event of the birthday of one of the greatest Americans, we have with us one of America's greatest composers.
Georgie, I'm flattered.
Mr. Romberg, our little 7.5-year-old prima donna is going to get the kick of her young life, having you accompany her at the piano. I want you to meet little Josephine Starr. Josephine, this is Mr. Romberg, the composer of Maytime, The Student Prince, New Moon, Blossom Time, The New Picture Girl of the Golden West, and many other operettas.
I'm so happy to meet you, Mr. Bloomberg.
It isn't Bloomberg, dear. You must have been with Keith, too, in another life.
I'm sorry, I meant Mr. Romberg. I'm so excited.
Rama, you can see how excited the child is, and she's all dressed up for Washington's birthday. Josephine, dear, do you know any of the songs that were popular in Washington's day?
I don't know, even know any of the songs that were popular in your day.
Josephine, dear, do you know some of Mr. Romberg's songs?
You bet I do. I know the whole score of the Desert Song.
Didn't I tell you, dear, this whole scheme just fits in with Washington's birthday.
What's the Desert Song got to do with Washington's birthday?
Well, that's very simple, dear. When Washington crossed the Delaware, where did he land?
He landed in Trenton.
Well, there's a Trenton. Well, there you are.
There I am. Where?
In Trenton. Now, Trenton wasn't a big city then, was it?
No.
In fact, there wasn't anything there at all, was there?
Well, I don't suppose there was much outside of a few trees and houses.
Not in the spot I'm thinking of. There were no houses, no trees, no streets, no telegraph poles, just barren land. Now, what would you call a place like that?
I'd say that was a pretty lonesome place.
Sure you would. You'd say that because you don't have to get this show together. But the place that I'm thinking of, there was nothing there at all, honey. Now, what would you call that?
Your bank book.
You're getting hot, but not too hot.
What are you getting at?
The place where Washington's torn and worn troops landed was like a desert. See? And that's why Josephine will sing One Alone for Mr. Romberg's operetta, The Desert Song. You see how it fits in? Now what have you got to say?
You ought to be with Keith. Sing, Josephine.
Everyone in Southern California realizes that there is a lot of fishing going on in the waters of the Pacific. Few people realize how important the fresh fish industry is to California, or that California is one of the nation's greatest fishing states. Nor do we fully understand the tremendous courage and fortitude of the fishermen who brave all sorts of weather in order that the fresh fish markets may be supplied with every possible kind of fish in its season. In order to have an opportunity to tell you something of their very interesting industry, the Southern California Association of Fresh Fish Dealers brings you these broadcasts each Sunday afternoon. Hereafter, at this time, we will tell you some interesting facts about this California industry in which 2,500 boats and 6,000 men are engaged in some of the world's most spectacular fishing, an industry which brings $15 million annually to California. We'll tell you fish stories that will make every sportsman's hair curl with envy.
You're listening to the George Jessel Show. This is Norma Talmadge speaking. This radio program is dedicated to Washington's birthday. And now, Mr. Jessel,
well... Wait a minute. Something is wrong. I can't find the script, the rest of the program. Where is it?
I don't know, Mr. Jessel. Maybe the new janitor threw it out. It was here before he cleaned up.
What right is he throwing my script out? He's no critic. What's his name?
I think it's Brendel. L. Brendel.
Well, get him in here. Well, are you the new janitor here?
Yes, I'm the new janitor here. Bye.
Well, I'm George Jessel.
Oh, George Jessel?
No, not George Jessel. George Jessel. George with a G and Jessel with a J.
Oh, I see. George with a E and Jessel with a Y.
Well, anyway, this is Miss Talmadge.
Well, my name is L. Brendel.
L. How do you spell that?
You spell that E with a A, L.
Well, that's Spanish, isn't it?
Oh, no, no, that's Swedish. You see, my right name was Axel, but when I come to Hollywood, I thought that Axel would be too long for daylight big lights, so I took the X and I chopped the L out of Axel, and it's been L ever since.
Well, that's wonderful. That fits right in with my Washington's birthday scheme.
Oh, George.
I can prove it to you, honey. Look what he just did. See what he said?
He took the X and chopped the L out of his name.
That's right. And Washington took an X and chopped down the cherry tree. You see, it just fits in. Look, did you throw any papers out of here today, janitor?
Oh, you mean some papers with yolks on it?
Yeah, papers with yolks on it. Did you see it?
See it? Oh, I read it.
Well, what did you do with it?
I threw it in the furnace.
You threw my script into the furnace?
Why, yes. I thought the old janitor forgot to throw them out. Say, Mr. Yessel, why don't you put my little kid sister on the radio?
Oh, I get it. You threw my script into the furnace to figure out a scheme to get your little sister on. What does she do?
Oh, everything. She sings jingles, dances jigs, and she yodels.
She yodels? What,
yes,
is she?
You know, yodels. Yule-yule.
I see. Well, where is she now? Get her here right away.
Well, she's tending furnace right now, but I call her. Oh, hello. Hello, honey. This is your brother, Axel. Stop shoveling coal and come right up into Mr. Yessel's office.
Right here. I'm boss, Axel.
What took you so long?
The elevator was busy, so I had to walk up.
See, this is my little kid sister, Clunky.
Clunky? Well, she's very cute. She reminds me of somebody.
Oh, you're getting warm.
Well, let me see. Who does she remind me of?
Oh, Jon Crawford?
No.
Oh, Myrna Loy?
No, but she looks like somebody I know.
Oh, I know. Marlon Dietrich?
No, no.
Well, it can't be Garbo because Clunky's afraid to be alone.
I see. Who do you think she looks like, Norma?
I think she looks like Snow White.
No, I think she looks more like Dolores del Schmutz to me.
Hey, Mr. Yessel, you want to know who Clunky looks like?
Yes, who?
Clunky.
Clunky. What an odd name.
Yes, you see, when she was a baby, she fell on her head and went clunk.
I did not. I went clink.
That was on the second bounce.
I want some peanuts.
I'd like to hear her sing.
I want some peanuts.
Well, go and sing, and I'll get you some peanuts.
Now, ain't that nice, Clunky? You give Mr. Yessel a kiss for that.
I don't want to kiss him.
Why not?
He's got a funny puss.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Now, don't encourage her, Norma.
Oh, go on, Clunky. Kiss Mr. Yessel. It won't hurt you.
It won't do me no good.
Well, you kiss him and I give you peanuts.
Not even for peanuts.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Yessel, for her, for not kissing you.
For the pleasure of your
Well, you can't blame the child. The first time I kissed him, his bridge fell out.
Now, yeah. Stop.
Well, you see, I must apologize for her. You see, there's only the two of us, and I'm both a mother and a father to her.
Well, that's rather difficult, isn't it?
Oh, you bet it is. You know, when she's a bad girl, then the father in me wants to spank her. But the mother in me says no. The father says yes. The mother says no.
And what happens?
Well, you know how it is. You can never win an argument with the woman.
Well, when is she going to sing?
Well, she won't sing unless she gets paid.
Well, what does she want?
I'll sing for peanuts.
You can't have peanuts. They give you indigestion, and then you get the she cups.
You mean the he cups?
No. She's not the he. She's the she. Sure, she gets she cups.
I see. Are you sure you threw those jokes in the furnace? That's what I want to know.
What does she sing? Soprano, contralto, or coloratura?
Oh, no, she's none of them.
Well, don't tell me she's a bass.
But what's that?
Well, a bass sings so low.
It... Oh, that's it. She's a soloist.
I guess. Clunky, can you sing without music?
Yes, I can sing without peanuts. Oh, no.
No, without peanuts. Peanuts. That's what I thought.
Give the child peanuts if she wants them.
All right, here, take them, Clunky. Now, go ahead, and don't be afraid.
Wait, is she nervous? Is she?
Well, she is a little bit self-unconscious, you know. Now, look, Clunky, I want you to sing by me, Bistu, a sweetheart, if I never was one.
Oh, I have a little dog as thin as a rail. He has a little...
You see, that's them peanuts.
I want to drink the water.
All right, here, take it. Now drink it. You know, Mr. Yessel, one of them peanuts got stuck in her lumbar.
I can see that, yes.
Now try it again.
I have a little dog as thin as a rail. He has a lot of fleece all over his tail. And every time his tail would flap, the fleece on the bottom would jump on top.
That's very good.
Oh, the old lady. Oh, the lady.
The hiccups.
Here, stop that, Clunky.
What are you laughing at?
You have got a funny puss.
Isn't she wonderful? You know, she should be with Keith.
Yes, Brendan Bird. And I wish we were all back on Keith again. Thank you, Brendan. Now, Maestro Romberg, I want you to meet a fine young baritone, and it's because of your being here on Washington's birthday that I have him on the show. His name is Ralph DeAngelis. Ralph, step up here to the microphone. Ralph, I want you to sing one of Mr. Romberg's latest compositions from MGM's Girl of the Golden West, Who Are We to Say? And I think the song just fits in with those trying days of the American Revolution.
George, what has that song to do with the American Revolution?
Honey, what are you doing to my blood pressure? I won't even get an insurance policy. I won't even get a dog license. Now, I'll show you how that fits right in. Ralph, do you know Romberg's song, Who Are We to Say?
Do I know it? And how?
There you are, and how. Where do you live, Ralph?
Beverly Hills.
Isn't Beverly Hills sometimes abbreviated BH?
I think so.
Be sure. This is only a half-hour show. Now, from what general did Washington capture what hill? Well, you don't know. Well, I'll tell you. Washington captured Bunker Hill from General Howe. Ralph DeAngelis lives in Beverly Hills. He knows the song and how. You get it? General Howe, Beverly Hills, Bunker Hill, George Washington. What do you want from me, my blood? Sing it.
Oh, hard way to say just what love will do. Love may live a day for all life through. Oh, hard me to say how a rose will grow. It may fade away or bloom and blow. You and I may plan and scheme. And everything's arranged. Then there comes a vagrant dream, and all the world is changed. Oh, are we to say once to say goodbye? To wonder why we two must part. how we live today, loving what we pioneered, knowing love would say, away, you're
a message addressed to the meal planners of California. Did you know that right now there are over 30 kinds of fresh fish in the markets and that every one of these fish makes good eating? This is the season for lobsters, oysters, clams, crabs, shrimp, and all shellfish. But these are only a few of the fish that are available now. And do you know that fish is one of the most nourishing foods to be had? Fresh fish contains a greater number of health-giving minerals than any other food known to mankind. The oils in fresh fish are recognized to be the most concentrated form of energy. Fresh fish is an energy-producing, bone-building, youth-renewing food, and it costs less than other foods. Why not locate a good fish market and serve fresh fish to your family at least twice a week? Your family will be better fed for less money than with any other food you can buy. Eat fresh fish because it's delicious, inexpensive, health-producing.
How do you like the show so far? Oh, you do? Well, you're probably a little bit partial. Well, you seem upset. What has Willie done now? He just told a big lie. Well, I'm sure he won't do it again if you remind him that on Tuesday we're celebrating the birthday of a man who didn't lie, and he was our greatest American. And this week also marks the passing of another great American. As Washington was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen, this man was first in gentleness, first in truth, and first in the hearts of everybody who read his column, O.O. McIntyre. I'm proud to have been one of his personal friends. And may it please our listeners that we say a word to one who is lonely. May it be a consolation, even though tiny at this moment, for her to know that all those who started the day for many years with a happier and loftier thought because of her husband's writings bow their heads in deep sympathy with her. Thanks. Thanks for the memory of one of the finest gentlemen I have ever known. Au revoir, Ad McIntyre. Good night, Mom. Good night, everybody.
George Jessel's 30 Minutes in Hollywood, featuring Norma Talmadge, today brought you the guest appearance of the world-famous composer Mr. Sigmund Romberg, and by courtesy of 20th Century Fox Studios, the famous comedian of stage and screen, L. Brendel, with Flo Burt, also the rising young baritone, Ralph DeAngelis. Next week, Mr. Jessel will present a lost art, one of the greatest forms of entertainment in the amusement world, vaudeville, bringing you some of its original headliners, Smith and Dale, the Avon Comedy Four, George Moran of the Two Black Crows, and a host of others. So plan to be with us in George Jessel's office again next Sunday. The doors open promptly at 3 p.m.
30 Minutes in Hollywood has been presented by the Southern California Association of Fresh Fish Dealers. On this program were Who Are We to Say from the MGM picture The Girl of the Golden West and One Alone from the Desert Song. The material for these programs is written by Sam Carlton and George Jessel. 30 Minutes in Hollywood came to you from the Don Lee Studios in Hollywood. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.